You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique LeRae. I'm Monique LeRae. Thank you for tuning in to another episode this weekend, 4th of July weekend. I hope all of you are having a safe and fun and relaxing weekend and enjoying your freedom to do whatever you need to do and whatever you want to do. And today we have some amazing guests who are sharing with us on their weekend, or their 4th of July holiday weekend, to give us some scoops on what they have going on. I'm really excited about my first guest, Dr. Tiffany Tate. Dr. Tiffany, how's it going?
Actually, it's going very, very well. I am enjoying my weekend. Thank you for having me, Monique.
You're welcome, and I'm loving to hear that. And it's a pleasure to have you. I want to jump right in. I find your story quite interesting. And because this is The Startup, I thought maybe you could share with the listeners and viewers a little bit about your new book and your journey to this book, and maybe give some ideas, tips, or tools on how someone else could write their book.
Absolutely. Basically, my book is called Badge Touching, and it is the story of two little sisters called Lily and Linda, and they struggle with what to do when their mom encounters a new boyfriend. And he tries to help her out by taking care of them, and he seems nice initially until he's not. And they don't want to hurt their mom's feelings because she seems to be in love with him. But when he starts to hurt them and touch them inappropriately and threaten them, they don't know where to go for help. And they are afraid because they want to tell, but they don't know who to tell or how to tell or where to go for help. And this story kind of teaches them what to do after they go to an assembly at school. And basically it is kind of my story, but I didn't disclose any information until I became an adult, and I don't want children to have to go through what I did.
Yes. And I, you know, did a little dive on, you know, the backstory and what you shared. And I really love that you put this out here because it takes both courage and clear intention with something like this. So I wonder, in your adult life, when did you get that nudge to feel confident and okay to do this?
It was very difficult after working through some things. And unfortunately, after I wrote the book, and then I just put it out there, and I wasn't even going to advertise it. And it's a rhythmic story to make it an easy read for children. Mm-hmm. But after I wrote the book, I was actually assaulted at my doctor's office. And it was an acupuncture's office, and it was by a massage therapist. And that's when I realized, okay, I'm an adult and I'm still being victimized. And this time I was like, I'm not going to cower like I did as a child. I'm going to use my voice. I'm going to speak out. I'm going to report this. And I need to advertise this book so that this doesn't happen to children, and they need to know how to use their voice. So I need to advertise. I need to publicize. And mm-hmm. as I was publicizing and I was talking to people, even at my church, my childhood book was helping adults who had not spoken up about their abuse like I was, and they were being healed by my childhood book. And I was realizing that, wow, this book for children is helping adults like me deal with their abuse.
Wow. You're really getting to the core of it, because you're right. I think when you are abused at a certain young age in your life, you're kind of stagnant in a way in some areas, and you're stuck there. You can be stuck there. Not everybody, unless you heal that. Right. And so of course this book would speak to adults, especially if they didn't identify or understand that that was even happening or had happened to them. And I'm really disappointed to hear that at your acupuncturist, this happened to you again. What is your theory about that? Did you do a deep dive on why you think that happened? What were your next steps, if you don't mind me asking, on how to deal with that?
I think the step was basically reporting it. And unfortunate, the reality is there is no wrong answer on how you deal with abuse. Everyone deals with it in their own way. And some people say, well, why didn't you report it immediately? Why do some people wait? And it is traumatizing. And that's the reality of it. Some people need to wait. Some people need to heal. Some people need to find their voice. And it is okay. It is okay to wait, and it is okay to speak out immediately. That happened to me as a child. I didn't say anything until I was in my 40s, and I'm still in my 40s. And so,
Right. We all are.
it took time for me to speak up and to speak out. And it's okay to say something. Now, I will say that if your child comes to you and reports the abuse, take them seriously, get them the help that they need, and respect their voice, and try to prevent them from going around that abuser again, and try to get them counseling, because that is going to be the road to recovery. And it is very, very, very important to help them heal, because it is a tough time for children, and it takes a lot of bravery and a lot of courage for a child to speak up and to come forward. And for a child to actually say, hey, something has happened to me, it's significant. And as an OBGYN, I would see patients in the emergency room who had been abused, and sometimes they would try to cover up for their abusers. And I remember a case of a 16-year-old who had a vaginal laceration. And in the emergency room, she was trying to make all these excuses, and all I could document was that the story is not consistent with the injury. And then later on, it came out that her laceration was the result of her mother's boyfriend's ring. So he was fingering her, and the ring cut her, and she eventually prosecuted him. And the mother cut off the engagement. But that came out a couple of months later when the 16-year-old felt comfortable disclosing that. But my medical report was documenting that it wasn't consistent with the story. So it takes time for people to come forward and say the truth, because there's a lot of fear surrounding it that they won't be believed, and it hurts.
It does. And I love that you stay true to the science and your conscience and your do no harm, as a doctor to document what you saw scientifically, because that's going to help some people. And I think that trauma too sometimes doesn't it show up later? I mean, some people don't even remember it. It's repressed, and you might not remember it right away sometimes, right?
Absolutely. And a lot of times you just have to work through things. And when you're a child, you may not understand things. And I don't know if you recall the image with the Dalai Lama. You had the innocence. He called the child on the stage and he said, okay, give me a hug. And you have this authority figure, and the child gives him a hug. And he says, okay, suck my tongue. And he sucks the Dalai Lama's tongue. And there are cameras rolling, and everybody is looking. And you have this authority figure asking him to do these things. And this little innocent child is sucking this Dalai Lama's tongue. And he's just taking advantage of the child's innocence. And you can YouTube the video, and all these cameras are rolling. And if you have this man doing this in front of cameras, imagine what he's doing behind the cameras. So that necessitates the book, because you have this important figure who is supposed to be protecting your children. And this, my book teaches children, okay, what do you do when you have someone who is in authority? Who should you trust and who should you not trust? And you need to figure out, okay, how do I have this conversation with a child? And you can give this book to a child. They can read it on their own. It helps to trigger those conversations, and it makes it easier.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I would really love to have you back to explore the Dalai Lama thing because I have been to Asia. I think that there might be some cultural things there that we could add to the conversation. And from your point of view, I think it would be great to get your opinion on all of that. So we might have to do that again, Doctor, when we have more time. And, you know, where can people pick up your book if they want to put this in a stocking stuffer or a back to school package for a kid they know and love?
My book is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple iTunes, anywhere where books are sold. And it's called Bad Touching by Dr. Tiffany Tate.
Thank you, Doctor. And if anybody's got a book, a manuscript, an idea, a concept out there, because this is a startup, give us real quick in 30 or seconds or so a tip on getting your book off the ground, if you have any, for someone.
I would recommend if you want to write, just write. Don't get too caught up in, okay, I need to figure out what the storyline is going to be, the beginning, the end. I say first, just start writing, and then you can always rewrite and edit and rearrange things. Because mm-hmm. the most important thing is getting your idea written down on paper. And initially, my first book is called Floetry, 108 Poetic Flows on Life, Love, and Liturgical Issues. And I wrote it in the memo section of my iPhone.
There you go, you guys, straight from the doctor. Bad Touching is now available for a child that you care about and want to help support. Dr. Tiffany, thank you so much for making time this 4th of July weekend.
Thank you for having me. It has been my pleasure, and I'd love to be back.
I can't wait to have you. Thank you so much. All right. All right, guys, we're jumping right back in. We're going to shift gears a little bit. It is the weekend. Ooh, my hair. It is the 4th of July weekend. Speaking of partying and drinking good wine, I've got Jeff here. Jeff Giles from Wine Likes. Excuse me, Jeff Gillis. I got to say it right.
No problem.
Cheers. There's a little left, Jeff.
I feel bad. I didn't bring any to the party then.
That's okay. You're bringing something amazing to this party. Perfect for the 4th of July weekend. Why don't you share exactly who you are and what you have going?
Sure. My name is Jeff Gillis, and I am the CEO and creator of the Wine Likes app. And what the Wine Likes app sets to do is take the wine novice and the wine enthusiast and follow your wine journey. So we say it's a wine app plus a social media app, and they got together and had a baby, and that's the Wine Likes app.
I love this. When did you get this idea, this inspiration? When was this baby birthed? And, you know, for the startup wine lover out there, alcohol venturer, food and beverage venturer, you know, give us some tips. How did you do this?
Sure. You know, during the pandemic, I was drinking a lot of wine with my friends. And, you know, some of us are sommeliers. And, you know, one thing we noticed is, when we went to some of the wine apps, it was already feeding us stuff that we should like, that we've already tasted and didn't really like. And we learned that it's kind of pay to play.
Yeah.
And then when looking for our other friends on social media, nowadays you can't even find them.
Yeah.
You know, you have to sift through all of the noise, all of the ads, and follow this person. And I'm like, I just want to see what my friends are doing. So we got together and said, why can't we have a fun wine app that shows you all about wine. You can learn about wine. We have some fun features. You can take quizzes, food and wine pairing. My fiance is always going out and saying, what should I get with this? Here's the wine menu. This is what I'm eating. I'm like, there must be an easier way. There has to be an app for this. And then where can I see my friends? Like, we did start this app, to be honest, like kind of like a dating. Oh, you're having Merlot. I'm having Merlot. I love Merlot, or I love Cabernet. Let's meet up. So we're like, let's do a meetup kind of app, but it has to be more than dating. And who do you trust more than your friends when you're dating? You know, hey, I want you to meet my new boyfriend. So you should find those people who are going to introduce you to wines. And like, look, my friend's drinking this. He knows what I like. She knows what I like. And so that's where we came. Instead of going on these apps and saying, okay, this guy's a critic, or she's a critic, or I guess she's someone, I'm not sure. I just want to know what to try. So,
I love this.
I guess.
Well, you know what? I love that startup story. And you know what? They say a lot of great ideas do come from a need in the market, yeah. And every day kind of asking questions, or when you're in a pandemic and you're drinking like a fish. I know, yes. I was. I mean, so right now, everybody, I want you to get your phone out And Jeff, I want you to walk us through, because I wanted to download your app online with you.
Sure.
So here we go. Where can we go to download your app? It looks like you have some information behind you.
Yeah. Even if you have Apple or Google, you can just search Wine Likes in the search bar, or you can go to our website, winelikes.com, and there will be links to download.
Great. And here we go. Wine Likes app. Here we go. Let's go. Guys, here it is. We've got a few of them. Let's get my Wine Likes. There's a lot of them here, but look at that one. There it goes. There's the Wine Likes.
Yep.
I'm an Androidian, but today I'm using my Apple for the sake of ease here. All right, guys, this is what it looks like when you get to the page, and now we're going to get it. It says get, and now we're getting it. So install. Boom. We got it. He's got 5.0 rating, and it looks like you have to be 17 and over, because every state, those states are different.
Yes, and just to let you know, we are available worldwide as well. So,
wow, congratulations. I just said yes, and look at that. Here we go. All right, guys, I'm excited. Now, we've got to get Wine Likes. What's the goal for the brand here in the last couple quarters of the year? Because, you know, when we're done with this holiday, we're almost in the fall. So
definitely. And we always say we want to do a marketing little ad around, you know, you're doing your Thanksgiving, you're doing your Christmas shopping, have to buy a wine for your boss, have to pair that turkey. You know, we're great app to do that. But honestly, we just launched in May. We haven't done much marketing at all, so it's just gaining users and getting the word out. So we're going to start, you know, doing some festivals, some trade shows, some paid advertising on the social medias to get users.
Well, we love it. I'd love for you to come, you know, out. We've got some celebrity wine things coming up here in L.A. and Orange County. I'm in Laguna Beach. Definitely. So Wine Likes, you might be the perfect partner.
We are.
Where can people find you if they're ready to download the app or do some followship?
Of course. Anyone can download the app. You can go to the website, winelikes.com. You can email us at info@winelikes.com. On socials, Instagram is Winelikes app. And then TikTok is Winelikes. But that's pretty much it.
Congratulations. What a great concept. What a great backstory. An easy name to remember. It seems like it's Pinterest meets Match meets
very true.
Vino, it's everything. And
said.
It seems approachable as well for the novice drinker, right?
Yes, and that's the point. You know, you've been to the supermarkets and how much wine is there and where do you start? And all these other wine apps, you have to have the bottle ready. But what if you don't know what bottle you want? And that's where we come in. And again, your wine journey, there's so much in wine travel, what wineries are doing. And there's no great apps that show you even, you know, there's free wine tastings. I always tell my friends, you know, some supermarkets on the weekends do free wine tastings. No one knows about that, even some wine shops. So where do you find all of it? So we have that all in our app, all these different fun features from wine events to food and wine pairing to quizzes to just the wall where you can post what you're drinking, what you're doing.
Wow. It's such a simple concept. And I think that, you know, entrepreneurs in this genre, may it be wine or vodka or anything, really food and beverage or service, really trust that little voice, right? I know they say the little voice, but it could come from such a simple idea. Do you have any advice just on our way out here for someone that might have an idea, but they're second guessing it?
You know, just like Nike, just do it.
Nike's not endorsing this.
You know, look, it might, you know, you might be the only one who thinks it's a great idea, but there are others who are struggling. So you're not the only one. And especially with technology now, you can ask tons of questions or, you know, do market research. And that's what we did, tons of market research. We've been building this app for 2 years prior to launching it. So, you know, use your resources. I know a bunch of people in food and beverage. I used to be in food and beverage. You know, if you have a great app about art or something, or just use those resources. And, you know, now there's free resources of Reddit and Facebook groups where you can just ask questions. It's free to ask questions.
It's free to ask questions.
Nobody involved.
I love that. You know
what? You want to start a business.
That's right. I'm excited to see what you do next because it sounds like you're going to get, you're welcome. It sounds like you're getting a lot of sponsorships and collaborations. You probably already have some on down, you know, coming down the pike, but I'm excited to see where you are this time next year. But thank you for making time in your 4th of July weekend. And we got to get to the wine. Give me one wine we should be drinking this week.
I'm just going to say, if you haven't tried a California Malbec, they're pretty incredible, especially if California Cabernets are a little too much for you. I think the Malbecs are a little more entry level, so they're really nice, but you can always go lighter. It's barbecue. Go with a Pinot Noir.
Oh, yes. Amen. I'm calling Miles right now from Sideways. He would be so happy. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate you.
I appreciate it and can't wait to talk more.
Absolutely. Well, have a beautiful 4th. Cheers.
Thank you. Cheers.
All right, guys. Jeff from Wine Likes. And Sam, do we have our next guest here yet? We're a little early, so maybe he'll tap in. That's okay. All right, guys, while you're enjoying your barbecue and your celebration for the 4th of July, I wanted to make sure that you follow us on Instagram at The Startup with Monique LeRae. At Monique LeRae Stinson is my personal page. It's going to be very different from my business page. I like to have a little fun on my page. So, yeah, we have fun in all the business pages, but it's a little different. At CapAquariusMedia@gmail.com is my email if you want to be on the show, or at TheStartupWithMoniqueLeRae@gmail.com. Please follow LA Talk Radio right here. You're going to want to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Sam, I think those are all the platforms, right? I mean, well, he's everywhere. Sam, shout out to Sam. He's awesome. And guys, let me give a special shout out to our sponsors. Thank you so much, La Casa del Camino, for all your support. Let's see, Next Level Global Solutions, Shane Hyman, thank you so much. And of course, Michael Solberg Family Wines, Leah Solberg, thank you so much for your continued support on the channel. And yeah, I'm excited to get out here, guys. We're waiting for the sun to come out. It's a little overcast here at the beach. What are you doing for the 4th of July? What have you guys been looking to do on your time off? Do you have any time off? Let us know. Also, you know, if you have any show ideas, if there's startup topics that we haven't covered in the past that you're looking to get some tips on, maybe there's a genre of business or a niche in business that we haven't covered. I feel like we've been pretty diverse, but we're always open to suggestions so we don't leave anything out and we can be very well balanced in providing that. So we'll take any suggestions. Email me at The Startup with Monique LeRae. That's LORE, spelled just like that, at gmail.com. And we will get to your suggestions. All right. Let's see what else I want to go over. I think I mentioned this on the last show. I'm toying with doing a self-publish on one of the platforms here, one of the major streaming platforms for the pandemic project. So stay tuned. You might get an August 1st announcement or August 15th announcement about that, because we want to release it during Labor Day weekend. Not on Labor Day exactly, but you'll have time to stream it whenever you have some downtime, because that is another major holiday going into the fall and ending summer. And we felt like maybe that might be a great time where people are home and they're relaxing and they might want to stream the film. So we're looking at that. There's some other great things going on. Casa LA is doing a wine and art. I think they're doing their annual gala. So we're looking to get some sponsors and team up with people and do that. It's a great cause. It's helping some court-appointed youth get services and their needs met. And we've always been involved with that. So I think last year, maybe because of the film and all the travel, I didn't jump in as much. But we always want to support that. So shout out to Casa LA. Keep up the really good work that you do for the youth in LA County and everywhere. Shout out to LA... What is it? I think it's LA Wine Fest that's going to the desert. What's up, Cher? She's awesome. I'm sorry I didn't make it this time. I was traveling or something was going on. But keep up the good work. I think she's doing a desert wine festival, which would be really interesting, you know, to not just be in Long Beach in LA, but to take it to the desert. I think she's growing her brand, and I think that's really smart. And, it's been a really interesting time. We have a lot of really great guests coming soon. It is the summer. It is a holiday. So I totally understand things get changed and moved around. Also, guys, keep you know, keep the fall open. There's going to be some exciting stuff coming. Hopefully the Writers Guild will come to an agreement with, you know, the strike. I hope that everybody will come to an agreement soon. I don't know about you. I'm missing kind of some of my late night shows and the writers. So we all want everyone to get paid what they're worth. And so shout out to everyone in there. I'm actually not in any guild. I'm freelance. So as a producer and a director, I am a freelance person. So we do a lot of reality, game show, courtroom, and unscripted documentary. So right now for my side of the business, unscripted content is, you know, kind of hot, right? Because whenever the scripted content, the people who do control that are on strike, there's going to be an uptick in a demand for unscripted. So, I mean, historically speaking, I don't know if that's happening now, but stay tuned. We might have some announcements. All right, guys, my next guest here is Chuck Wisner. Chuck, how's it going?
I'm great. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Wonderful. Thank you for asking, and happy 4th of July Independence Weekend.
Yep, this is it.
This is it.
You know, fireworks has already started.
I love that. All right, Chuck, why don't you introduce your full name and tell us exactly who you are and what you have going on?
All right. My name is Chuck Wisner, and I've been a consultant for leaders across the large organizations in the C-suite for the last 30 years. Clients have been Tesla, Apple, Ford, Google, GM. So I've had a good batch of folks to work with. And I just published a book called The Art of Conscious Conversations, Transforming How We Talk, Listen, and Interact.
Wow. What a timely book. I'm telling you, the authors that I'm running into are really tapping into maximizing this endemic phase in humankind and really bringing out beautiful content. Tell us where you got the inspiration. Even though you just gave us your background, where exactly did you draw immediate inspiration to write this book?
It's a long story. I'll give you the short of the long. Okay. So in my work over the last 30 years, I studied something called the ontology of language, and I studied mediation, and I studied body-mind therapy. And so I had this toolkit, right? And so when I was working with my clients, they would always say, well, can I read a book about all these things we're learning? And I said, well, there's these esoteric books that are impossible to read about linguistics. And then there's a teacher of mine wrote a book in Spanish. And anyway, it slowly dawned on me, you know what? There's so much eclectic stuff out there. And I was using all of it, but I thought, I want to write a book that brings all that together in a practical, but also accessible way.
Wow. What a beautiful way to give it for pay it forward. And you mentioned C-suite, and yes, at the top of leadership, we find out in the C-suite that a lot of people have kind of made it, if you will. And so you are giving something, maybe a manuscript, to those who perhaps feel like they've kind of learned what they need to learn and they've reached the peak of their career. Right. So it sounds like you're giving them a little, here's how to, you know, juice the wheels a little. How do you apply that there?
well, actually, I find it quite opposite sometimes, that they get where they got because they're good engineers, they're good technologists, they're good IT people, they're good finance people. But like all of us, there's these DNA ideas about how conversations work and how important words are and how language works that were never taught. So these guys might be in the C-suite, but a lot of them don't know how to communicate very well. In fact, a lot of them do it badly, much to the chagrin of their teams. So, you know, I don't think it matters what level you're at. There's these ideas about understanding conversations in a new way and the power of our words in a new way that apply to everyone from a startup to somewhere in the C-suite.
I love what you're saying. I'm actually currently in MBA school, and I'm learning that something like your book could really help, because we all communicate different. And yeah. I, in case people don't know the C-suite, tell us what that means in case people don't know.
Well, it's all the folks, you know, at the top of a corporation, you know, a vice president, CFO, CEO, yeah. COO, yeah. CAO, yeah. Chief Operating Officer, Chief executive officer, all those folks. Yeah. And I worked with their teams too. So I'm also working down in the organization because I touch their teams when we do work together.
Wow. Very timely. I think your people are putting a copy in the mail for me because I could definitely apply this right away. could you show us, do you have a copy of it? If you don't, tell us where we could actually find it. Sam, go full screen while Chuck finds his book, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I just, you know, I'm going to walk one flight down for 2 seconds and I'll be right back.
Grabs it and we'll go full screen on me for a minute. There we go.
I should have had it behind me, but I'm
no, it's fine. Sometimes on the weekends and you know,
I just got back from a walk on the beach, so.
Awesome. I love that. Guys, if you're just tuning in, this is The Startup with Monique LeRae. And Chuck is going to bring his book, his beautiful book, because we want to see it. We're visual learners here sometimes.
All right. And, so here's the book.
Oh, I love that cover.
Yeah. So The Art of Conscious Conversations.
Beautiful.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it.
Go pick up a copy.
We're going to pick up. Where can people pick up a copy? Yeah.
Well, Amazon is great. And then ask for it at your favorite bookstore. There's, you know, Barnes & Noble. It's available online pretty much through anybody. Yeah.
Wonderful.
And if my folks don't have one in the mail to you, let me know and I'll sign one and send it to you.
I would love a signed copy, Chuck. And if you could put in there, helping me get through MBA school with all my marbles.
That's great.
So what's next for you, Chuck, and the book? Are you doing a book tour? Are you doing a TED Talk? Where do you see yourself going next with the with your brand?
Well, it's interesting. I'm in a funny, it's a funny dilemma for me. As you know, writing a book and getting it published is no small feat. Mm-mm. So I was blessed. I found an agent in New York that was interested in my book. I found a publisher. I found several publishers that were interested.
Nice.
But the funny conundrum is I've been working confidentially, super confidentially, and under, you know, non-disclosure agreements and confidentiality agreements for 30 years. And so all that I was doing has sort of been, well, I'll say it's in the closet, you know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So the book is like, oh, wow. Okay. It's time. I can't reveal details,
right?
But I can come out and my book is full of stories, personal stories and business stories. That will help people navigate conversations. So right now I'm working with some social media folks to beef that up. I'm working with a speaker agency because I'd love to do more speaking about the book.
Yeah.
So if anyone wants to needs a speaker, holler at me. But because I haven't been out there with another book, or because I haven't been out there with being in the public eye, it takes time to build that.
Absolutely. And I think this is going to be an asset, like I said, for colleges, for high schools, for colleges, you know, for people in the C-suite, people looking to get into the C-suite, and giving them and preparing them with tools that you, it sounds like you did some street smarts and grabbed some real good jewels out there over the years. Thank you so much for sharing your 4th of July weekend with us. And let's hold that book up one more time, guys. And pitch it for Chuck. Where can we buy that, Chuck? Amazon,
Barnes & Noble, your favorite bookstore. Yeah.
Congratulations. Great. It's a pleasure to have you break the news, so to speak, kind of here.
Yeah. And, you know, if people pick it up and they like it, shoot me a quick review on Amazon.
Yes. Well, I'll be giving you one for sure.
All right.
Thank you, Chuck. And can't wait to maybe have you back sometime soon to do a little update.
Yeah, we can talk about some of the content in the book. I can reveal a few little secrets in the book.
Oh, we've got a minute or two. Do you have a little something to drop, a little drop?
Well, sure. The book is organized around four types of conversations.
Oh.
And we generally don't think of we just think of conversations as conversations. I like to say we're like fish in water. We're humans in conversation.
Yeah.
So we're in it, but we're not really paying attention to it. So the four conversations are storytelling, collaborative conversations, creative conversations and commitment conversations. And each of those has its own, they have their own lessons, and each have their own tools that we can apply. And they all work together, but the two favorite conversations people have are storytelling and commitments. Commitment conversations are the promises we make. Who's going to do what by when? That's sort of that. So we love storytelling. We love taking action. But those middle two conversations of how well we collaborate, how we learn together, how we co-create, those are tough.
That's really the truth. And I think that this is a timely conversation for myself. I can definitely apply some of the principles you shared here today and concepts. Thank you for being you. Congratulations on the book.
Thank you.
All right, Chad, good to see you. See you soon. Congratulations. Bye. All right, guys, that's it. I'll see you next week. What Will You Start Up Today? Be safe and have a good fourth. Ciao.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.